This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Look at this. We got the man flexing, wearing a Jurassic Park t-shirt. We already talked about that a little bit before show. The man, Rob Lauder, Strike It Gold Podcast. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's weird. It's like we're live right now. I wasn't ready. Like my brain hadn't wrapped around the fact that we were like, hey, we're like, this is live, bro. Let's go. Like, but I'm excited, dude. I'm anytime I get a chance to hop on here with you, I know the energy is going to be high. Positivity is going to be high. And it's just a good time.
Dude, could you imagine, like, go back to when you were a kid and you were a fan. This stuff didn't exist. Like, you would get maybe one first round mock draft in Sports Illustrated, maybe. And that was it. Like,
dude, can I tell you a mock draft story?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't even remember the website we used. It was like 10 years ago. And, you know, I've been doing mock drafts for a while. I used to do the corniest stuff. Man, this is so funny. I try not to laugh while I tell it. I used to, at the beginning of the draft, I used to start trading. I would trade like 2 7th rounders for a 6th rounder. Then I trade my 2 6th rounders for a 5th rounder. Then I trade my 3 5th rounders for a 4th. And eventually I'd have 3 first round picks, 3 second round picks. Like, it was the dumbest mock draft, the most unrealistic BS of all time. But it was fun, man. I loved it. And that was actually, I don't remember what year he was drafted. That was the year that Odell Beckham was drafted. He was always my first round pick. And then Jarvis Landry was always my second round pick. I'm going receiver. Don't care.
I love it. Yeah, Dr. Z in the chat. Look at this. I look forward to the Dr. Z article every year. Yes. I remember watching, you know, I used to watch the draft all the time. Do you remember the Alex Smith, you know, Aaron Rodgers draft when the Niners passed over Aaron Rodgers?
Of course.
I was just like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I still feel that way sometimes.
See, that was during this weird period of time where, because my football career, like, I kind of fizzled out on football in high school because I didn't have the same growth spurt as everybody else. I also played on a football team that ran like the power eye or whatever. We never threw the ball. So I was just like, and they won the championship with it. But so I went over to golf and I started getting really into golf, made the varsity team for the last 3 years of high school. And so there was a period of time where I just wasn't as into football. And I think kind of all that was into it. It was like into the 49ers. Then there was a lull. And then I don't know how long it's been since I've been back in full swing, but long enough to get into this mess.
There we go. Now you're at the top of it. The Niners had a pro day today, which was fun. You got to see Robert Saleh and Kyle Shanahan walking out.
It just looked right.
It did look right. And they got some of the Stanford and Cal guys out there, which I was excited about. One of my favorite players in this draft class, like Craig Woodson, the safety. I am just enamored with this guy.
I've heard you talk about him, and I saw him on the list. I was like, hey, it's Chapman's guy.
I was excited. Like, I mean, just solid athlete, probably going to be a day 3 guy, maybe even a priority free agent. I just love his tape. And so it's funny because Cal has a lot of really good players this year. And so a lot of Cal take, Teddy Buchanan, Noel Williams. But man, I was like, dude, this safety, like, is this dude eligible? And I look it up and I was like, he is eligible. And I watched another game. I'm like, dude, this safety again just keeps popping off the tape. So anyway, what we're going to be doing today, long way around, we're going to be doing a battling mock draft. Rob Lauder likes violence and fighting and contention. So we're going to bring that to the show today. And here's how we're going to do it. One, shout out to Brian Peacock of Locked On Niners. He introduced the world to a brand new mock draft machine. I'm sure he invented this, actually. I think he did.
I know. And he's getting like 2 cents a click.
He deserves it. So we're going to be using a brand new mock draft simulator. It's called sticktothemodel.com. I played around with it a couple times, but man, I kind of like it. Have you had a chance to mess around with it at all?
I did mess around with it a little bit. It seemed pretty straightforward. It seemed, you know, I've seen you try and use other mock draft simulators before. And usually when you see some player like Justin Hunter falls to 11, you're like, okay, I'm not using this one. You know, I haven't seen any of that stuff on it yet. And I like the way it's set up. It has a lot of the things. The main thing is you can see the board. Well, you can see the board while the players are coming off it, stuff like that. So it seems nice. It's obviously new. Like somebody just built it recently.
I think as well. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks, but it was cool. I liked it.
So the whole plan is, okay, we're going to do simultaneous mock drafts. Okay. And this is okay. Let's clarify this for ourselves and for the listeners and watchers. Are we doing what we want? Or are we doing what what we think Kyle and the 49ers will do?
Let's do what we want.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So same board, same trade. So if we do a trade, we're both doing the trade. If we don't, yeah. So that way we have identical boards and we're going to see how it shakes out. So we're going to keep track. We're going to make Rob's live on the site, but I'm going to keep notes for what I would do differently and we'll alternate. This way we don't steal from each other. So we'll let Rob go first and then second pick, I'll go first and vice versa. So we'll snake it that way. And then everybody gets to kind of tell how that goes. And look at this, Mike in the chat. For those of you who don't know, whenever you see Simple Jack in our live show, that is none other than Striking Gold's Rob Lauder.
Yeah, it's I don't think I'll ever be able to come up with the courage to change my YouTube name to just my name. I've had Lieutenant Simple Jack as my Xbox Live gamer tag for like 15 years. Before that, it was X-rated. I can't say it on the air. And Xbox made me change it. And it was right after Tropic Thunder came out. And I was like, this is easy. I'm a lieutenant. Let me go with LT Simple Jack. It's available. And that was, I've never looked back since.
I love it, man. I love it. So can I ask, what game do you play most? I'm a Halo guy. I still play Halo.
Oh, Mike. Okay. Like Halo is like, if you nestle down to the core of my gaming love, Halo is at the very center. Like I used to play Halo 1. I used to play Halo 1 before Xbox Live was created, where you had to actually connect your PC to like a weird internet thing called Xbox Connect. It wasn't really great because the host would always... Anyways, I used to play Halo 2 with professional Halo players. I was very good at it. It's so good to the point that it was tanking my college career and my parents were paying for it. And I had to say, look, Rob, I know you're great at Halo, but it's time to get with reality here. So I had to scale back on it. But Halo is like everything to me. Like,
oh, that pistol gun, three taps, real quick.
Three shots
done.
To the head. That's it. It's all you need. And it was... And goes back to just the core of gaming, because back then, like when you were bringing your TV over to a friend's house and I had a 50-foot Ethernet cable that could run from the bottom story up to the top story, you'd be talking trash from one floor to the other, from one room to the other. It was like the peak of gaming, man. Nobody knows what it was like to fire up like 8 TVs in a house. You'd have the Halo menu music playing on all of them. Everybody would have pizza sitting on the ground. Yeah, it was everything to me. So I'm sorry I went on that rant, but
no, dude, nostalgia always welcomed, always welcome. So let's get started. We're over on sticktothemodel.com. We're going to do 7 rounds. We'll put the speed kind of right. We'll slow it down just a little bit.
I don't think you have enough tabs open.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. So here we go. Let's do this correct where we go to full screen. That way we're professional over here. Oh, and that's only one of my screens. I have 3 screens that are that many tabs. Anyway, 7 rounds. We've got the 49ers selected. Starting draft. Is there anybody that you're willing to trade up for? Because it's going to go quick. You want me to pause it after like 5 and see where we're at?
We could check it out. I mean, I'm my opinion on trading up is the same as you.
Gotcha.
I probably wouldn't think about trading up higher than 7, and okay. It just costs too much. And if I was doing it, I would be doing it for Mason Graham, assuming that Abdul Carter is long gone.
Okay, Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Mimbo gone. So we're at 5, and sure enough, Mason Graham is still there, interested in trade. And again,
he always goes right here.
Yeah, this is his spot. Did he go? He did not. So now we're sitting at 7 with Mason Graham there. Strong possibility. I don't know if you saw the clip of it's at the combine and Ben Johnson, the new Bears head coach, they're talking on camera, and it's one of the like Bears, you know, follow the pick or, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's a Bears production, but they're having a side conversation, but you don't know who they're talking about. And they asked Ben Johnson, how high are you on him? And he says 1 or 2 for sure. He's at the top of the board. But like the production was nobody knows who they're talking about. But in the reflection of the glass, you could see that it's zeroed in on none other than Mason Graham. And so this idea of the 49ers waiting, you know, I don't know the reliability of this, but with the Bears picking at 10, I'm telling you right now, like, I don't think Mason Graham makes it to 7 like he is in this mock draft, but, you know, it is what it is.
Maybe what we should do is we should probably like verbally agree here that we would try to trade up for Mason Graham in this situation, but for the sake of like the mock draft battle, we probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Because then we'd essentially both be taking the same player to start it off.
Look at you. Look at you. And Mason Graham
went to the Bears.
There we go. So here we go. Let's go through the big board, and then we'll go through. We have 2 trade possibilities. If we want to suggest trades, we're both going to make the same trades up and trade down or stay the same. But here's the big board. According to Stick to the Model, Tyler Warren, Shedeur Sanders is there. So maybe somebody wants to trade up for a quarterback. Kelvin Banks, Colston Loveland, Mikael Williams, Jahdae Barron, Shamar Stewart, Jod Campbell, James Pierce, Mike Green, Matthew Golden, Simmons, Walter Nolan, Kenneth Grant, Egbuka, Derek Harmon, and it goes on and on and on if there's some of those other names that you are very, very interested in. Do you want to see the trades? And again, Rob's going to go first. I'll go second. I'll go first with the next pick. So we have 2 offers. Buffalo trading all the way up from 30 to 11, giving up a 2nd and a 3rd rounder. Like, that haul is impressive. It's a little unrealistic, but points-wise, relatively close. And then the Bears, they're all the way in the 2nd round. So I don't think either one of these are very reasonable. What are your thoughts?
I don't think I would do either of those. I mean, the 2nd and 3rd round, an extra 2nd and 3rd round in this draft is awesome. But, I mean, that is a significant – that's 19 places. One, we don't think the Buffalo Bills would have any reason to do that. And two – I wouldn't do it.
I'm doing this thing called the Epic Mock 2025, where it's like 32 podcasters from 32 teams. We're doing all 7 rounds this weekend.
Right. I was gonna text you and ask for a preview of your pick, but I decided not to.
Do you want in the war room? Shoot, if you're available, dude. We'll simulcast this thing because I'm doing them all live. And spoiler alert for everybody on the 49ers Rush channel. The next 2 nights started at about 3:30. Next 3 nights, I'll be going live and channeling through this, trying to recreate as positive a thing. But I messaged the Buffalo GM, and I was like, hey, here's some trade parameters. You interested? He said, quote, Buffalo is not looking to trade up at all. Maybe on day 2. That was about it. So anyway, so we're going to stick where it is. So I'm going to hand it over to you because you get to go first here. Who would you, and this is what would Rob Lauder do, not what the 49ers would do. What would Rob Lauder, Simple Jack, do?
You know, I had this ridiculous thought today and I was testing it out a few times. And the funny thing, the reason I thought of it was because I did it in fantasy 1 year, and it was the same year I went to the championship, and fantasy obviously has no relevance to real life. But 1 year in fantasy, I was trying my best to avoid my players getting taken. So I created a plan where I was essentially reaching, in my own opinion, for every single player I took. But I was confident that player was going to be available every time I came up. And it worked. And I had a really, really good team. And sure, there may have been a couple times where I was passing on like the true best available. And I was like, man, Can you do that in real life? Now, you would seriously, it doesn't have any real relevance to the draft because you would probably be passing on some really good players. But I was like, what if you made for every round a pick that you were almost sure was going to be there? Could you create a draft or a list of a draft class that you loved? And I was like, if you could somehow forget in your memory and have amnesia that you passed on some really good players, but what if you just created an entirely draft class of all picks that you were almost sure was going to be there in that pick? 95%. You know, and I was like, man, and I did it. The results were actually pretty good. If you can ignore the players that you're passing on, you know, and just not care, which is not probably not sound drafting. It's probably not the smartest thing. I'm admitting that very clearly right here. I'm not trying to convince anybody this is the way to go. But I was like, what if you just created an entirely draft class of reaches that you loved? Like, not like players that you didn't think were good, obviously. But you just constantly, like, let's say you had a guy with a back of the third round grade and you took him in the beginning. Just stuff like, anyways, ridiculous, stupid idea. But it always reminds me of this pick because to me, and I wrote it in a tweet today or an X or whatever you want to call them, that it, to me, it's, as of right now in this moment, it's like Walter Nolan no matter what.
April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if it's only spare change. I love Acorns, and I've used it for over 3 years now because if I'm busy, it takes care of it. If I have time to spend a lot of time in research, that option's there too. So sign up now and join over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with a B, billion dollars with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers, that's 49ERS, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion. Or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Like, it's like, I'm like, that's sort of like where I am. And when you read his draft reports and you watch him play, one of the common things that everybody mentions is, and I'm wondering if maybe the character things, the slight character things, are the reason he's down here in the first place. But almost every scouting report that mentions Walter Nolan has the ability to be one of the best players in this draft class, or has the tools and, you know, could project to be one of the best players in this draft class. And I'm like, dude, he's like, why is he back here? And obviously I'd be have to pay a pass on a bunch of great players to take him. So that's why I'm like, what if you did that at every round? Would it still be a good draft? So, you know, I'm very much on the Walter Nolan bandwagon. I understand he's 23rd on here. I don't think of him as the 23rd best player. That being said, if you were to scroll up, like, how many players that are above Walter Nolan on this list are you, like, sure are better than Walter Nolan? Like, obviously, we have no interest in Shedeur Sanders. I really like Tyler Warren. If we were doing a what were the 49ers doing, especially after that little sprinkle of a rumor Thor had earlier this week about the 49ers might be looking to trade up for somebody like that. But I'm like,
that'd be crazy talk.
You know, Mykel Williams, I don't like him more than Walter Nolan. I'm warming up to him, but I don't like him more than Walter Nolan. Jahdae Brown is kind of right in that same tier, obviously different position group. I like Walter Nolan more than Shamar Stewart. Jihad Campbell is cool. He's a little bit of like an enigma. You know what I mean? How are you going to me, Jihad Campbell's success, and it's kind of the same thing with Javon Walker. Did I get the name right there?
Yeah, you're doing great.
It's like, how are they going to be used will determine how much success they have in the beginning. So anyways, Walter Nolan's 23rd on her, but there's 23rd on here, but there are only a couple players that I would even remotely consider either on his level. I'm not sure I consider any of them better than him. So I'm going to go with Walter Nolan.
Okay. I like it. Now, does it, you know, the Beast came out today, credit to The Athletic, Dane Brugler, their entire staff. It's unbelievable as it is every year. They had Walter Nolan ranked 31st on their big board. Did that cause?
I saw that.
Like,
it does, because these guys know way more than I do. Mm. You know, that being said, like, I think it's still, and he had Derek Harmon as 16th, which would probably be my number two. And you had that tweet saying, you know, if you could predict what the 49ers would do right now, I put Derek Harmon. And so we're not talking about some huge disparity in talent or opinion here. Obviously the guys putting out these rankings know more than me. I just think in terms of the things I've said about Walter Nolan and the way people talk about him in scouting reports and the need the 49ers have, plus the players on this big board, to me, not necessarily being better than him, it's easy for me to justify it.
He is a swing for the fences pick in a draft where, you know, maybe there's not a lot of swing for the fences type picks. Like, number one player coming out of high school, twitched up freak. You look at his highlights and it's just like, oh my gosh. You watch the film, very, very inconsistent. Obviously, his stints with Texas A&M, shout out to Leon Sandcastle, said, of course, Nolan didn't do anything to Ole Miss. A&M can't coach players. Every single player that played on A&M underperformed. Shamar Turner, Shamar Stewart, Nick Skorton. I mean, they had everybody. But just zero production from almost all of them. Nick Skorton actually had some pretty good production. So you're going Walter Nolan. I am going a player you mentioned that I just think I see this is a draft philosophy issue. Are we swinging for the fences or do I want down the fairway? Like Tony Gwynn is like one of my
favorite.
Well,
the odds of you getting on the green if you didn't hit it in the fairway drop significantly. So if you need to hit it down the fairway, then hit it down the fairway, man.
I just want a safe double, somebody I can rely on that plays through injuries, prototypical build size, good production, not great. I'm going Mikael Williams.
And I like it.
And I think if the 49, like if the, again, if this was a predictive, what the 49ers would do, I'm telling you right now, Mikael Williams, I put a substantial bet down that he goes before pick 15 and a half. I just think that there are so many teams that want edges, and with Mike Green and the character stuff, it might be a better fit, but man, I'm going Mikael Williams. So we've got Mikael Williams versus Walter Nolan. I'm sure the chat is going to be in love with what you got going on because Walter Nolan.
I don't know. Are you writing your pick down?
I am writing all of the picks down. Nope. Okay. You're golden. You just handle them and do your thing. So here are the players that are available. I'm resuming the draft. So if you want to keep track, that's one of the things that I love about this over PFF is you could actually see what the big board looks like. So if you
see, the only thing we can't do is slow it down. Can we,
you cannot change the speed. So it goes pretty quick and I'll pause it every few, but if you see somebody like, okay, I'm looking here, Derek Harmon's still here. We are now at pick 24. So yeah, let's just keep kind of adding. We're at pick 30. So if you want to jump back into the first round for some of these players, you know, Jihad Campbell's still there. He's got the injury. You've got Egbuka, Luther Burden.
What's Jihad Campbell's injury?
Torn labrum. Yeah, he had a torn labrum and just had surgery on it after the combine, actually. And so, yeah, that's going to delay a little bit of his rookie season, but I'm not overly concerned about the longevity, but it does put a little bit of damper off the ball linebacker with an injury, without a lot of experience. I love Jihad. He's a top 10 player on my board, but the injury hurts. But this is about where he should go. And sorry, but Alabama, shoulder injuries, traded back up into the back end of the first. Stop me if you've heard that story before.
I was just going to say the same thing. Didn't Reuben Foster have a shoulder injury?
He did.
Well, let's look at the board.
But Jihad's nothing like Reuben Foster. So
now you and I are kind of like on going in two different paths here because you've got an edge. I went D-line. So if you were going to go, what do you have any idea what position you'd be looking to go for in the second? Would you try and get back to the D-line, whereas I would try and go edge?
I'm pretty high on Josh Connerly Jr. I love Gray Zabel, but I don't think that the 49ers value center like enough to trade back into the first. But what would I do? I'd be very, very happy with this. But I don't think that they would. Josh Connerly would be at the top of my list if I was trading up, but I don't think I would do that here. Luther Burden, you know Kyle's going to love Luther Burden, though.
Right. I don't necessarily have anybody I feel like we should go up and get for. I just don't don't like dropping. Like I don't like dropping thirds. You know what I mean? And it almost always involves dropping a third, and I don't like it.
All right. Dropping thirds. Well, most of the guys that we mentioned are gone. Here is the big board. We have, I think, one trade. Is that what they are? Yeah, we got one trade. Detroit gets 43. You drop back 17 picks, but get a third comp pick. Is what that's on the table. So not an awful trade, to be honest with you, but you're dropping back considerable ways. Travion Henderson, Maxwell Hairston, Arante Ursary, Carson Swesinger. I love that dude.
Like Carson Swesinger a lot.
He's so freaking fun.
Picturing
him athleticism.
But I mean, the way they'd probably ask him to play would be exactly what they needed. I think he compares well to Dre Greenlaw in terms of what he'd be able to bring to the defense. Whenever I watch him play, I'm like, I just picture him playing next to Fred Warner, and I'm like, damn, that would be a sight to behold.
Yeah, he's a fun player, great IQ, awareness, work ethic, you name it, check, check, check. He's not the thumper Dre Greenlaw is. I don't think he's near as fast as Dre Greenlaw is, but man, he is just, he's got things off the charts in this bad linebacker class.
He sees it well.
So well, man. Landon Jackson, TJ Sanders, Darius Alexander, Jack Sawyer, Alfred Collins, Caleb Johnson, Mason Taylor, Princely Umamin-Yellen, Jonah Savanai, Elijah Arroyo, Xavier Watts, Bao, Trey Harris, JT Tumalau, Judkins, Higgins,
love
Omar
JT.
Lott. There we go. So that's kind of what
49ers are going to like JT a lot too.
Yeah, he's just loves football, man. He smiles the whole time too. If you ever see him on a broadcast when they zoom in, he's got a big old smile. Like, some people love football, and he, when personality comes across on silent tape when you're watching the All-22, I love those guys. Like, I just hate boring. Like, if I have to ask, where is this? Where's he at? Where's he lined up at? Where is he? Like, I want to know. This is a guy. You know what I mean? Anyway, so that's my best. Chris Collins.
Would Kyle take Trevion Henderson here?
You would have to talk to him for sure.
Escort him out of the room so that we can make the pick.
He's damn good, man. I love Trevion Henderson. He is a perfect fit. He's the closest thing to Jamal Charles since Jamal Charles. And I'm a UT guy. Like, Jamal Charles was my dude. He's the closest I've seen. Is he as good as Jamal Charles, one of the greatest run backs ever? But, yeah, I don't know. The positional value. Oh, it's my turn. I get to go first.
It is. I was just about to say, this is all you, man. You're going to lead the way.
Okay, well, let's talk about the trade first. Is this something we want to entertain, or do we want to stay put for a more realistic view?
I'm may on it. I think it pulls me back just a little too far, you know. But that's a third round 17. Comp pick right there.
Yeah, we'd fall back 17 and get a pick 102. Now,
well, this is. I mean, this is your pick. I'm down to do whatever you want to do. I won't hate it, but I like who we have available to us here, you know, so it's up to you.
Man. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, so I went Mikael Williams, right? So I have my edge guy. I wish one of the corners fell because I think corner is probably one of the biggest needs, and I think the second round corners are great. I'm out on Maxwell Harrison just because of all the injuries. I don't like injuries to corners at the lower body. I tend to, that's just like one of my things, not necessarily a 49ers thing. I love Carson Swisinger. I do think it's a little too early for him. Landon Jackson would be a perfect pick, but I already went edge. TJ Sanders, Darius Alexander, Alfred Collins. There are three.
You got some great defensive linemen still there.
Three of them. And Alfred Collins, I got to put this out there, thanks to the Beast. He was wearing a boot at his pro day, and I was like, what the hell? He did the combine. He just had a calf strain working out, so not calf strain. I'm not overly concerned long. So whatever that is, I just pulled it off of it. He worked out of the combine, so I wasn't too concerned. Tight end is huge. There's some cool tight ends. I'm not liking the linemen. Dude, I'm loving kind of all the defensive tackles that are here. And defensive tackle is a gigantic need. So I'm just like, man, why don't I just stay here?
I like it. Just
pick my favorite kind of defensive tackle. Now, another thing that I kind of want to be careful of is I don't want to, how do I say this? I don't want to just keep picking the same players that I always pick because I'm a huge Alfred Collins guy, right? Like, I love Alfred Collins. So let's defer a little bit to, I'm going to meet with the Beast rankings. So he has Darius Alexander, Alfred Collins, TJ Sanders in that order. I love Darius Alexander. I haven't taken him at many times in many of my drafts. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go defensive tackle, Toledo, and I went end to start us off, and I'm going defensive tackle with Darius Alexander, Toledo. A little bit early. I like TJ Sanders, but I'm going Darius Alexander here.
Doesn't matter if it's a little bit early, man. Get the guy you like. My new mock draft, my new philosophy, man. Doesn't matter. Get the guy you like.
I like it. So what are you going to do? You edge, you got a lot of edge guys here.
I do. I do. I really do like Carson Schwechter too, but I can never convince myself to take him over an edge guy or a defensive lineman at this phase. Like, you want to, everybody in a perfect world wants to avoid drafting for need, but the 49ers have backed themselves into such, they're on the edge of a cliff of barely having a fieldable defensive line this season. So, and not to mention the fact that they got lucky and the fact that that lends into the hand of the draft. It's a great draft for maybe not exactly like blue chippers, but if you want starting defensive linemen, this is a great draft for you. You can get starting defensive linemen into the fourth or fifth round if you want. So it's, I mean, maybe not fourth, but well into the third. And a lot of them are going to come off the board in those first three rounds. But I think I'm going to stick along the defensive front, and I think I'm going to go Landon Jackson.
Oh, Landon Jackson stud. So now we're kind of we're even now.
Yeah, we've met the middle now.
Because yeah, you went Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, then edge Landon Jackson. I went edge Mikael Williams, then tackle Darius Alexander. So yeah, that's interesting. That's where we are. So now we're back up, and now it's your turn to go first. We do have trades. Let's check the trades first. We have one trade. We would get pick 111 and 114 and drop back from 75 with Carolina. So you're falling back, man, 30 plus, almost completely. You're getting two early fourth rounders for giving up this third rounder. So I'll turn it over to you. You can kind of talk through whatever players are on the board, at pick 75 here.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Give me a little scroll down here. Ooh, I already see one. Okay, so we have gone defensive line. We've gone defensive end. I like Kyle Kinnard a little bit. Shamar Turner, did you see that thing about his like foot/surgery today? That's
gonna, yeah,
something about a rod that had to be put into his leg.
Yeah, and that's weird. Again, bigger defensive tackles, foot issues, leg issues. They said that it went well. That's cool. He didn't even know it was there.
It's cool that it went well, but
I don't know, man. I remember Patrick Willis at the press conference. He's like, my feet just won't let me go no more. And I can't play anymore.
Oh, man, I can't think about that press conference. Dude.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's just, that's a tough one to think about. But, oh, Ashton Gelati down there. I mean, that's way down there. But, all right, scroll back up. So we went D-line. We went D-end.
Going to the top.
I like linebacker here. I like offensive tackle here. I don't think the 49ers will do this, but Tate Ratledge is sitting there.
Ah!
And I think that you are going to take him too.
He was on my short list for damn sure.
But there's some other ones in here that could make things interesting. It's just, I mean, he'd be plug and play, man. And to me, the 49ers have got to get... they've got to get some light at the end of their tunnel when it comes to the offensive line. They did fantastic in the third round for offensive line last year. Why don't we try it again with a guy with a mullet this year? You know, like guys with a mullet mean business.
Yeah, you know? He's awesome, man. He is just really, really cool. Coach's kid. Are you kidding me? Loves football.
So it's like, you know, you've got Trent Williams. Maybe this is his last year. Maybe he'll do another one. You have currently nobody at left guard right now. Competition. I actually, I'm kind of up on Ben Bartsch. That could be cool. You have a center that probably shouldn't be there, but he's there. He's there. You have a great right guard, and then you have a right tackle who's on the last year of his affordable deal, which I think he played up to. I think a lot of people were weirded out when they signed Colton McKivitz to that deal, but I think he played up to it. He's not phenomenal, But I mean, he's, what are they paying him? Like $7 million?
He's Aaron one of the Banks lowest is, paid, yeah.
Aaron Banks is making what?
Yeah, 20.
Right. So I'm not down on Colton McKivitz anymore. He needs to obviously be better, but that what they're paying for him reflects what they're getting. You have to start bringing guys into that offensive line to just give you some hope for a future, because they're all leaving very, very soon. So I'm going to go Tate Ratledge, man. I don't think he'll be available at this pick, but I like it.
I like
and
it.
I apologize
too.
For stealing your guy.
Nah, you get rights. You have dibs, and I'm going to steal your guy next round. Those are the rules. That's how this works.
I don't have enough guys for you to steal my guys.
We'll find them. I'm digging through your tweets right now, trying to figure out who you like. So I myself, like, again, I went Mikael Williams, Darius Alexander. A linebacker has fallen that I am very, very high on. You brought up Swisinger and how he reminds you, you know, he could bring some of that Greenlaw stuff. Demetrius Knight, linebacker, South Carolina. He Love is it. The exact thump that, you know, he brings. He's that tone setter on the defensive side. Major physicality. I have a second round grade on him, getting him here at 75. So I'm going to go Demetrius Knight. Three straight defensive picks for Robert Saleh for me. But again, whenever we're selecting on here, we're selecting your guys. So I'm going to pick Tate Ratledge for you, and we're going to let that roll. And real quick, as this thing is still going, I do want to remind everybody, we are throwing the draft party of all draft parties, hopefully. This year, D'Amador Lenore is coming out Thursday. If you want to meet, get an autograph, all that fun stuff. Tickets for that are available. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go there, click day one, day two. We're going to be out there 2 days straight. 49ers giveaways, Broadway Studios in the North Beach area. So excited about this. And I have to say thank you to Knees Up Venues for helping us find this awesome spot. And if you ever need a venue to host a party, Knees Up Venues, go check them out. They're Niner fans. Always good people, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. So here we are. We are back on the clock. This is our pick 101. Is that correct? Yeah, I think that 100. Pick 100. Sorry about that. Chris Paul Jr. fell. So the linebacker fell that I didn't think would. I'm a little upset. You know, I took Demetrius Knight, but I have Demetrius Knight a full round ahead of Chris Paul.
I feel like we're just bouncing off each other's drafts. Like
we
like,
are.
Because if I go linebacker here, which, I mean, it's the best available, and it's also a position of need. And I like the way Chris Paul plays, man. I think you start in a good place with Chris Paul because he plays fast and he plays like a maniac. He plays like all gas, no brakes. He's a little light, but he's about to enter into an NFL strength training program. And I could see him. He looks like he could carry more. Like he doesn't look, you know. So that's kind of the biggest thing you read about him. He's just on the lighter side and he gets pushed around a little bit, but I think he has some room to put on weight. So I like that there. I mean, is there anybody else on this, because this now we're getting to the point in time where you know a lot about more about some of these guys I know, but you know a lot more about these guys than I do. Is there anybody else that you feel like should be tugging at our interests here?
I like Barrett Carter. Savion Williams is definitely, you know, looks like test like Julio Jones, but is just not a quality wide receiver, much closer to a Cordarrelle Patterson. But the athleticism body type says Josh Gordon style, right? These are all players that Shanahan's been rumored around. Savion Jones, edge, we both went there. Billy Bowman, Xavier Restrepo, I think he is great wide receiver. One of the worst combines pro days out there. He ran like the 4.8. Whatever.
Runs great routes, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Jacob Parrish, he's on my short list. I don't think you're going to get a chance to get him. I love Jacob Parrish. Emory Jones, tackle. Zy Alexander, corner. Aeneas Peebles, you know, if you want to double up, pass rushing defensive guy. Jonas Sanker, like him. Yeah, there's some guys. CJ West.
CJ West is still down there. That's a great player right there.
Miles Frazier. Oh, dude, if I wanted to.
They met with him, didn't they?
Yeah, they met with him. If I wanted to flip and kind of mimic your style, Miles Frazier would be perfect. Jeffrey Boss, man, linebackers are falling.
I meant to open up Steph's meetings to see if we had anything added to it. I think we did.
So I am going one of my guys, one of my.
This is your pick. This is your pick.
Yes, I get to go first this time, so I'm not going to let you steal it, my friend. I'm taking Jacob Parrish, cornerback, Kansas State. Definition of 49er, tough as hell, small, But in our scheme, you can have smaller corners, speed, 4.3 speed, tough as hell, mean.
I really like him.
So that's who I – so I want Mikael Williams, Darius Alexander, Demetrius Knight, Jacob Parrish. You are up, my friend.
Okay. Now, one thing we haven't talked about, what if Jacob Parrish falls to my next pick?
Ooh. That's cheating. But –
it's a very fair question. I have not tried to bend the rules at all.
So I have to say no, because we're selecting your guys and your guys.
Yeah, no, I agree with
me.
That.
That was slippery, Rob. That was slippery.
If it was slippery, I would have waited for it to happen and then been like, that's who I'm taking. You have nothing to say about it.
Mark Grace right there. You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
Right. I mean, I do like Jacob Parrish. Okay. I'm going to go Chris Paul.
Okay. You're filling Chris Paul.
I'm going to go Chris Paul.
All right. So now we're kind of varying from.
I'm hoping a player falls to you right now.
So yeah, we're kind of varying because I have a corner, you have a guard, everything else is the same.
Okay.
And now it's your turn. You're up first. We got two trades. The 49ers could fall back from 113 to 125, 158. Oh, that's overpay from the Chargers. Or fall back from 113 with the Jets to 145, 162. Interesting.
They even tell you if it's an overpay. That's cool.
Yeah, and you could change it up if you want to, like the counter offers. You'd say, no, actually, I think that's too much. You could do this here. That's an exact trade value based on how they allot, right? 125 and 181 is 28 points on their scale. So anyway, you can
let's take a look at the old board here. Can we scroll down a little bit? Oh, there he is.
Uh-oh. There he is.
I like CJ West a lot.
I do too.
It's my pick, John.
I know it is.
Jeffrey Boss is there too. You can come back to the linebacker side, but you already went linebacker, but
I did.
The 49ers could absolutely get more than one and use more than one. They have nobody there that you can like write in pen or nothing.
I'm curious if Shanahan's going to use his typical, well, there were guys there, but we didn't think they could beat our guys out. Like, you can't say that anymore at any position. You have no depth at any position. Like, you've got to have guys everywhere. Every single position, there is room.
Well, and when Shanahan, I think it was at the owners meeting /coaches meeting, was talking about like how he was almost attributing to those weird picks they had over the last few years to the fact that they didn't have any openings. I'm like, dude, then just draft your best players and you just get them on the roster. Like, if you don't feel like you have any starting openings, you don't just draft punters and kickers because those are your only starting openings. You just draft great players and they will find a way onto the roster. You know, somebody even on my ex mentioned, oh, well, last year they took Ricky Pearsall and they didn't need a receiver. And I'm like, well, they sure as hell do now, and we're only a year later. Like, stuff changes. Like, that's the biggest thing for when it comes to that. If you can get that through your brain, and the fact that drafting best player available might seem weird in that moment because you're like, man, we really need this, but needs change so quickly and slow drastically. A single injury can just drastically turn. I said drastically like three times there. Now that's four times. It can change your entire roster in a matter of just a couple seconds.
You have drastically used the word drastically in that little
phrase. It's too much. It's just like you can draft for need a little bit, but I wouldn't do it at the extreme cost of best player available. You know, if you need a defensive lineman and he's close, then I get it. But don't get too weird. Don't draft punters and kickers because you have no starting openings. Just draft good players. Like, it was so weird to hear him say that. Okay. So is it my turn? It's my turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
Okay, let's go to the top. Let's see where we're at. Haven't really dove into the playmakers yet. What do we got at wide receiver?
All right, if we click wide receiver, Tez Johnson, Restrepo, Torrey Horton. Kyle Williams sitting there.
Don't think he's going to be here.
Keandre Lambert-Smith, Nick Nash, who was at the pro day today, Kobe Hudson, Ricky White.
Okay. Let's click off the wide receivers. And I understand that 49ers fans hate the name Kyle Williams. But watch him play. He's very good. And he's probably going to go, if I had to guess, back into the second or into the third round. That's where I guess he goes.
So are we removing him from both of our boards currently? Is that what you're saying?
I would never tell you what to do.
I will follow your lead. You're my lieutenant. I don't know what I am in this situation.
Where are we at? Lieutenants are notoriously unreliable. So I wouldn't, you know, I wasn't unreliable, but I think, I like that down there. What's our, we're at 113 right now.
This is pick 113. That is
what's correct. Our next pick?
Does it show it? Yeah, right here. 113, 138, 147, 160.
Okay.
And again, we could trade back. I mean, if you're just not liking what is there, we do have two trade backs, which are relatively, you know, you fall back about 12 spots with the Chargers, pick up an extra pick, or you could fall back huge 30 picks. I probably wouldn't do that one. That's an 85% value. I'm not liking the Jets one. So I would say Chargers, we can make it more realistic because they're overpaying here, or we could just stay away. I did get criticized for not trading back after the first round in any of my mocks. I got in trouble by a listener. And that's my bad.
Yeah, well, everybody thinks trading back is like a button you press when you're when it's your pick. And it doesn't work like that. There's not a whole lot. I don't want this to get too. I'm going CJ West. I think the 49ers need more defensive line help. They have to draft. I've said it over and over. The 49ers need to get at least two impact defensive linemen. One of them has to be starting caliber. If I draft CJ West, I feel like I've done that. I'll take CJ.
I like it. I'm going O-line, Miles Frazier. And so now, I clicked on the wrong stinking one. I was supposed to click on yours. I knew I was going to do it at some point, but I have them both written anyway. So here is the Rob Lauder mock draft currently. Walter Nolan, Landon Jackson, Tate Rutledge, Chris Paul, CJ West. He double dipped already at defensive tackle. I love it. Where's John Chabot's team? Mikael Williams, Darius Alexander, Demetrius Knight, Jacob Parrish, Miles Frazier. So I have one offensive player.
I can comfortably say that I would be absolutely thrilled if the 49ers did either of these.
Yes, 100%. I'm with you as well. So now we're back on the clock. We are at pick, where are we at? 138. Okay. So here's the big board. Devin.
Oh, it's my moment. No, it's not my moment. It's your pick. I'm going to shut my mouth.
That's okay. I'm going to let you do your thing. There's a lot of running backs there. You've got Devin Neal, Bashaun Tutten, Ollie Gordon, DJ Giddens, Smile Mondin Jr. I love him. I like how they have him higher here. Dorian Strong, Rashard Smith, Damian. Man, it's all running backs. Baron Sorrell, I like him. Ajinay Cornelius, offensive
RJ
tackle.
RJ Harvey, that's your guy. RJ,
man, I do like him.
Do you think this is a realistic placement for him? I've seen him. PFF has him a lot higher.
Yeah, I think. I mean, he is his vision and production, man. But this running back class is loaded. Once you get to the third, fourth, fifth round, it's going to be like this. Just because it's like, what is your flavor? How do you differentiate these 10 guys? I remember whenever I was stacking my board, I was like, dude, what the hell do you do? Fourth, fifth, sixth round running backs. There's 20 of them.
If I were the 49ers, I would absolutely sort them by who has the most catches and then work from there. Because
there you go.
I think the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan have shown how much a pass catching running back can add to their offense. You know, that might be the reason they got rid of Jordan Mason. Excuse me. I was about to say his name backwards. He was actually okay in the past game, but I would, what other reason would you have to get rid of a running back like that?
Right.
He was obviously great between the tackles and great in the offense as a whole. But I think that they want guys that can have a true impact in the pass game now.
I like that. Now, we agreed Kyle Williams is off the board, correct?
If we want to, we can, because I think it's just, I think he goes way before this.
Okay, so we're not taking him there. Man, I'm kind of like stuck here a little bit, to be honest with you. Like, there's players that I really, really like. I like Ajinay Cornelius. I think he's really, really good. There's some defensive linemen. Man, I wouldn't mind going back-to-back defensive linemen. I like Elijah Roberts.
As do I.
I think I'm going to wait there. I'm going to try to go with kind of a best player available at what I think is a need. I'm going to go tackle Ajinay Cornelius just because I feel like he has upside and he would just be able to sit. Like, he just sits this year behind Colton McKivitz.
He perfect played time to tackle. Do that, too.
He actually, he played left tackle a lot. It just, like, he was right tackle at Oregon, but, man, just let him learn. And you step in next year. This is kind of like a bank pick. Worst comes to worst, you're the Trent Williams. If he gets injured, you go in. So I'm going Ajane Cornelius tackle out of Oregon. And then are you going running back here? Are you feeling running back?
Yes.
Which you've got your pick of the litter. There's so many guys. We know Kyle likes Bashel Tootin a lot. Bashel Tootin. Is there somebody that stands out for you? You like the receiving.
Rashard Smith is a former wide receiver converted to running back. He's got great burst and he's got some elusiveness. But you want, go look at Rashard Smith highlights. And no, I'm not. You don't have to grind the tape. Just go look at his highlights. Watch the plays that this guy makes in the passing game. Like, there's one play where he wheels out to the right. The quarterback kind of short arms it a little bit, and he mosses the dude to make the catch. And he makes some legit plays in the pass game. Totally natural catching the ball. And he's pretty good as a running back too. He had good numbers. He had over 1,300 yards, I think, was well into the 5-point-something yards per catch. Good running back, great receiving option. Somebody that the 49ers can feel like they can trot out there on third down if someone can convince Kyle Shanahan to give Christian McCaffrey a break, or whoever the running back that's out there. You can rotate, guys. Kyle, it's okay.
You're allowed to do it, man. Just Ben Johnson has proven it's allowed. It is allowed. So you're going Rashard Smith. I like it. And now it is your turn. So you get the snake side of it. A lot of running backs left. What positions or names, what you looking for here?
I can't pick your offensive tackle. Otherwise, if that would have been an easy choice for me.
Ajane Cornelius gone.
I think I'm going to have to go with the SMU, another SMU player, Elijah. I think I might have to go Elijah Roberts here. Am I robbing
three?
You of a...
No, it's three defensive tackles. And so, like, if you're cool,
how
with
are we?
That...
How are we considering? Are we considering Elijah Roberts a defensive tackle? He's kind of like he'd be a good 4-3 defensive end.
Yeah, 6'4", 280. He can kind of do a little bit of both. I mean, he's that hybrid type guy.
He would be somebody that would be able to rotate with. I mean, he's one of those guys that if you wanted him in at a 4-3 defensive end on base downs, and then you wanted somebody to kick in that could still give you a pass rush but not be one of those pure speed guys, he's good with that. Who else do we got? That's the big board, right? That's the top of it?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any guys on here that you like? I mean, I'm not gonna. Chase Lunt would be a nice pick here. What do you think of Chase Lunt?
I do like him. I think that he is, you know, the tackle versatility and movement that he brings and length that he has. That's the type of guy you're looking for a day three tackle. That's kind of what he is. Oh goodness, I like Aronde.
I don't want to steal anybody. I wouldn't steal anybody.
This mock, nobody's getting a trophy today. Antoine Powell, Ryland. There's some guys here that are fits, but it's not like once you get here, it's kind of just, man, you're picking.
Where are we at? Like, where are we in the fifth round?
We are. Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Let's see here. We are at pick 147, round 5. That's where we're at. So we got 147, 160. So 2 fifth rounders, then 3 sevenths left.
Okay. I already got a linebacker. I like Mondin there too. That's a good spot to take him too.
I do like
Elijah
him.
Roberts. I've got basically you can consider Walter Nolan a three tech. CJ West is a little bit more of an interior guy, right? Somebody that'll be able to hold up. You can call him one tech, nose tackle, whatever you want to call him. So I'm trying to think if Elijah Roberts would still fit into there. Am I overdoing it?
We could use them. I mean, there. I think you have 1 to 2 possible NFL players at defensive tackle currently. And he could do that Eter Gross Matos, where he could play outside on early downs and kick inside. Like, he can do that role.
I don't want to be pull a Kyle and be like, we didn't draft Elijah Roberts because we didn't think he'd be able to beat out Yeter Gross-Matos.
My plan was to take Ajene and then take Elijah Roberts on the comeback. So this would, in my opinion, is a wonderful pick by you.
Yeah, but I'm taking another one of your guys.
It's Fight Club, man.
but I'm not much of a fighter, man. I'm really. I mean,
it's a wonderful pick. If you're asking me if it's a good pick, it is a wonderful pick.
You got a running. Have you taken a running back yet?
I have not.
Trevor Etienne?
You're talking pass guy. I mean, that's all he was at Georgia, was the third down kind of pass option guy. I like Jarquez Hunter more because I want somebody that's a full three down back in Kyle Shanahan's scheme. I want the pass rushing upside for sure, but I have Jarquez Hunter, I think, a full round ahead.
Elijah Roberts. I'll go Elijah Roberts.
I think that's a good pick. I already typed it in for you. There's some tight ends. Neither of us have really gone wide receiver, which I think is a problem. So I'm going to go Jalen Lane here.
Okay.
The Georgia Tech guy. I just think that he brings some really, really good, you know, speed, 5'10", 191, 4.3 speed, very, very athletic. Is he a complete wide receiver? No, but he's been the guy for Virginia Tech. And so I'm going to go wide receiver Jalen Lane there, but let's make sure we get your pick across. And then we've got one more fifth rounder. And then we got our three sevenths. So let's get back to our players. Here we go. So we are back on the board. I think it's my turn now.
Yes. Is that right? I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. And I think I'm going to go Yaya Black, defensive tackle, Iowa. Just fun player. And he's just a fun guy, dude. Just power. And so, like, I went Darius Alexander and Yaya Black, which I like. They are similar. So, like, I didn't do great at diversifying. You know,
your portfolio
and my defensive tackle portfolio, but that's okay. I'm fine with that. And so I you've got to walk out of this draft with two defensive tackles. Have to. So now you are back up. And yeah, this is your last. None of these guys are going to be available when we pick next because we've got
so far down.
It's a ways.
Give me a quick linebackers, running
back. Buchanan's there. You already got a linebacker, but
I think I'm going to go Chase Lunt. I talked about him for the last pick.
I love it. I don't think I'm winning this one, man.
I don't know, man. You're such a well-liked guy. I think you're going to win on popularity no matter what.
Oh, yeah. That's what I get that a lot. I get well-liked. I don't get that a lot, but that's okay.
Are there people that don't like you?
I think there are a few. There's a few small segments of 49ers, whatever social media is or whatever.
You don't even say anything controversial. What do people not like? I don't understand.
See, this is ridiculous. Jadon Blues, they've got him down in the 200s.
It's another Kyle Williams.
I would take him now, but yeah, that's absolutely not a possibility. I'm going to look at running back here. I think it's my turn, right?
It is your turn.
Dude, I like Khalil Mullins. I like Taj Brooks. I like Jaquavius Marks. I think I'm going to go Jaquavius Marks. Woody. I'm going Woody Marks. Again, he fits your mold of...
Jaquavius Marks kind of sounds like the old East-West Shrine Bowl Key and Peele skit, the Jack Marius Jack Theratrix.
Yeah. And sticking with that, Jaquinta Jackson, he came from Duncanville, the school I coached at after I left. All-state quarterback, tore his ACL, then switched to running back. Big dude. Fun player. Also, I really like Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Yeah, KP likes him a lot, too. Like him.
KP knows what he's talking about. I like Marcus Yarns, too. Dang, I probably should have waited. But that's okay. So I'm going Woody Marks.
It's very clear that they have, if you look at the board, they have a lot of their running backs plugged in at the back.
They do. Taj Brooks, high-volume guy, you know, elite production at Texas Tech throughout his career. A lot of fun players. So now you're up. I went with Woody Marks, okay. USC.
I haven't taken a single wide receiver. I guess we could click that at this point.
Antoine Wells, really like. Caden Prather, I like. Brew McCoy is kind of the quintessential wide receiver plus blocker that Sean McVay goes after. Hardcore workout warrior, big blocker, just hasn't really ever been the guy.
Hey, you got rocks down there.
Oh, I like Rock Taylor, man. I like Rock Taylor. And seventh round undrafted free agent. That's about where he's going to go.
Right. Oh, Scottie, you know what? Friedman. I'm going to have some. Have you watched Efton Chisholm?
No. Tell me about him.
Dude, he ran a pretty slow 40. I want to say it was between 4.7 and 4.8, but he's like a slightly bigger Trent Taylor. The dude just routes people up for fun. Like, he's actually a fun player. He's going to be a very good slot receiver. He had a 92.1 PFF grade, a 93 receiving grade, 3.45 yards per route run, only a 2.4% drop rate. He's actually really fun. You got to watch him.
Watched him, but I didn't get what I wanted. I almost deleted him from my draft book, but I didn't want to delete him because we'd put some work in on him. But yes, so I didn't watch him to what I should have. I will say that.
I mean, he's an Eastern Washington receiver. They churn him out. They know what they're doing over there.
They do.
Where is he at 276 and we're picking at 200 and what, 50 something?
Let's see here. Yeah, we're at pick 227, 249, then 252.
Okay.
I'm just gonna take him now. Give me
Efton Chisholm. Eric Crocker can even check his text messages from me, and there is one of them.
You've told him
Efton Chisholm. Yep.
Efton Chisholm III. Sounds like somebody out of like what's that English show? Downtown Abbey?
I know absolutely nothing.
I got, and you get to go again. So you're going to be up here, and then you'll also get the last pick, which is really, really nice. Man, a lot of good names coming off the board there. So here you go. You have two picks left. You are back on the board.
Why am I back on the board? Oh, I went second, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, give me whatever your best available corner is.
Jabbar Muhammad, stud. He's another one of those guys that probably – should not be here, but
well, if you want to discount him, we can take him out.
No. That's a great pick. That is a great, great pick. Now, I went running back already. There's so many of them there. I like Odell Fortune. I like Longer Beam. He's a fun guy. Don't have a tight end, so let me sneak a tight end.
The one that they
here.
Met with, yeah, there we go.
Oh, Jalen Connors there. I'm taking him.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Doing it. And there's a strong possibility he falls. I doubt. He falls this far, but I'm going to take Jalen Connors, and you are taking Jabbar Muhammad, unless there's somebody else that you like here.
Is this our last pick?
No, we have one more.
Okay, yeah, I'll do Muhammad.
All right, and so then I think it's my turn. What do I not have? I think I have I don't have a safety, but I've got everything else. Got my tight end, running back. OT, interior guy, corner, linebacker, DT. So I've got everything. And I've got two defensive tackles. So now it's just kind of like, man, is there anybody that I just see that I'm just like, ooh, I really like that. I like Tim Smith. I like Eugene Asante. Jaquinda Jackson, my Duncanville dude's there. Shoot, man, I might go back running back. Do I like Rock Taylor? That's the fun thing is whenever you get to the seventh round, you're like, ooh. Oh, Craig Woodson. We started off talking about the safety. And now I've got my safety guy. I'm going Craig Woodson. I really, really like this guy. He's at the 49ers facility as we speak for the pro day. Cal safety, rocked up. Yeah, Craig Woodson. I'm pumped.
What tight ends do we have left?
Tight ends. Let me scroll to the top. I scrolled down really far. Sorry about that. Luke Lachey, Iowa. A lot of zone blocking there. I took Jalen Connors, Bryce Nisbet. I like Brent Cuthy out of Utah. 49ers met with Rivaldo Fairweather out of Auburn. I don't recognize any of the other names. Cuthy's kind of like your tough, passionate, just ultimate try-hard tight end guy. Tough as hell. Luke Lachey is kind of your best blocker if you're looking for the blocking type stuff. Do not watch the Iowa versus Ohio State game. Jack Sawyer just beat this kid to a pulp.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Jack Sawyer.
He did that to everybody, though.
Right.
Fairweather's probably the best fit. Niners met with him, but it's kind of pick your poison here. I don't know about Maliko, but what a name. Malachi Matavo-Vale.
I try and look him up on PFFs. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Got a decent yards per route run. Halfway decent receiving grade. Doesn't drop the ball. Had 41 catches for 506 yards. Let's do it. Let's take the UCLA kid.
There we go. You want to try to pronounce his name for me so I don't sound like that again?
Maliki Matavayo.
There we go. That was good. That was good.
Maliki Matavayo.
Maliki?
It's probably Matavao.
Matavayo. All right. So
this would be a great looking picture if that mild Frazier pick wasn't in there.
I know. I was bringing it up and I got a C plus. I even brought your grade down, which is pretty accurate for what I did to, you know, people in.
Yeah, but I mean, I got a C plus for my first pick. So whatever.
All right. So here is the one thing that's off is the mild Frazier. I'm going to cover it up with my highlighter. So here's what we need out of everybody. Y'all have to pick who the winner is, who the cool kid is. And if you don't know, just say Rob Lauder. All right, I'll go Rob's team first. Walter Nolan, Landon Jackson, Tate Ratledge. Man, building in the trenches, you love that. Chris Paul Jr., CJ West, my favorite pick of your draft. Breshard Smith, Elijah Roberts, Chase Lunt. You got Efton Chisholm III, wide receiver. Jabbar Muhammad late, cornerback Oregon. And Maliki Matavayo, tight end late. Then, on the flip side, here's what I ended up with. Mikael Williams, Darius Alexander, Demetrius Knight, Jacob Parrish, my favorite pick of my draft, Miles Frazier, Ajene Cornelius, got Jalen Lane, wide receiver, Yaya Black, defensive tackle, Woody Marks, running back, Jalen Connors, and Craig Woodson. Man, I do like my seventh round, but I would be happy with both of these. My favorite thing about your draft is, dude, Landon Jackson, Walter Nolan, CJ West, and Elijah Roberts. Like,
we coming.
Yeah. You are
we coming.
Building, you know, through the trenches. And I think that that is just, whew, that's some fun stuff, man.
Well, we got, yeah, you'll have to put something together where you can see both of ours sitting next to each other.
So yeah. I'll do a picture graphic on Twitter, and then we'll do a poll, and that will be the official one. But this is the only official thing I need. GC says Rob. That's just what it is. Rob wins. We got the fatality. Oh, that is good.
Oh, man. Now you're speaking my gaming language, dude. I remember Mortal Kombat, man, the Mortal Kombat 3 freaking like arcade. Oh, man.
Me and my brother, there was a place called the Movie Rental. It didn't even have a name. Like, we grew up, you know, West Side, Fort Worth, Texas. And so we would walk. They sold football cards, and they had two arcade games. It was Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat. Oof. And so we would
Never leave.
Oh, dude, we were there all the time, man. Every single weekend until we started, you know, girls entered our lives.
Right.
That was about the only thing that ended it. But, yeah, man, that was it. What is it? Back, forward, low punch. Was a scorpion one, right? Back forward, and then like, get over here. Like, oh, yeah. That was all day. I was scorpion guy. Who was your Mortal Kombat character that you was your default?
You've already called it.
You're scorpion as well. See? Look at the birds of a feather.
Mortal Kombat movie, 1995, I believe. Dude, Scorpion was so... One of the coolest character introductions ever. I probably watched it 18 times on YouTube. Is when Sonya Blade runs into Shang Tsung in the boat, and then Scorpion and Sub-Zero walk out behind him. And I'm just like, dude, like, yeah. It's so good.
The movie held up. I watched it with my boys maybe like 3-4 years ago, and they were like, dude, this is a good movie. I was like, yes.
It's a great movie. Yes. It's a great movie. It's absolutely fantastic. Don't watch the sequel, but that one is fantastic. Yeah.
That one got bad. Anyway, this is awesome. I feel like we started with nostalgia. We ended with nostalgia. We gave everybody a lot of names, but it was fun. And it's interesting. My favorite thing is that we both built through the defensive line in different order. I went defensive end, then defensive tackle, came back with more defensive tackle. You went defensive tackle, defensive end. I don't care if we had either one of these, I would be happy about it for sure. I really hope the Niners just put such a heavy emphasis on the trenches. Probably the one area where I think is least likely for the Niners to bring in is we both drafted guards in the top four rounds. Do you think that they will do that?
I don't know, man. Maybe Dominic Pooney has showed them the way. You know, like you can get offensive linemen in day two or higher, and they can change your team. You know, like it's just the 49ers seem, I mean, they drafted Mike McGlinchey, so I can't give them too much hate, but they could do more. They could add to that offensive line more. It's got to start getting younger at some point. They're at a kind of a precipice year where, sure, they might be able to get by with one more year with this offensive line, but what are they going to do next year? And what are they going to do the year after that? So you've got to start adding it. I would love a day two addition to the offensive line. I would love it if they didn't leave the trenches through the first 2 days.
Gosh, just four picks in the trenches. Four picks in the trenches. Neither one of us did that. But I you took Chris Paul. I took Demetrius Knight. But front seven players.
Right.
So not too bad of a variation off that. And, man, I love our linebackers. Like, I got Demetrius Knight. You got Chris Paul Jr. Both perfect Niner fits.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we did well, man. I'm happy for us. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself, I guess.
I'm going to tell my wife. Well. I'm updating my Facebook profile.
Rob Lauder is proud of me.
Yes, it is happening. It is happening.
You can adjust your MySpace top 8.
That is awesome. All right, Rob, I cannot say thank you enough for your time and your friendship, and just appreciate all that you bring to the community. Big fan.
Hey, that top 30 mock draft is starting to fill itself out. The tracker's up to 13 guys.
So we did this. I think we did this last 2 years, maybe just last year. We did a top 30 visit. Once the top 30 visits are done, they're still taking place right now. How many are filled? You said 13?
13. Steph's got 13 on there.
So are we doing that next week or the following week? Right before the when do we
draft
do
week? We're going to do it the beginning draft of draft week.
Okay.
As long as I'm not cutting into anything.
Okay. Cool. Dude, I'm so pumped. And draft, if you're coming out, come party with us. 40irishrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets day one, day two of the NFL draft. But that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much, Rob, and the Striking Gold podcast. If you don't listen already, what are you doing? Go subscribe. It's my go-to every single day after the game. Whenever the games end in the season, the first Niners show I listen to every single time is Rob Lauder going through the comments and the community notes.
Takeaway time. Stuff.
I love it, man. I love it. All right. To everybody else, thank you guys so much. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.